96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yeah, we see it all the time. Women getting harassed on the street by men as they're just walking and minding their own business. It's not just rude. Sometimes they're being called out of their names for not responding. Well, tonight we're talking about street harassment. Have you ever been a victim? How do you handle it? And what about the guys? Have you ever done it? Love to hear from you as to why you've done it. Joining me to talk about this tonight are Jamaica Flowers. She is the creator and producer of the No B Word Here Project, and Taria Rogers, writer and producer. She's also been harassed on the street. If you've been harassed, if you've experienced it, I'd like to hear from you tonight. If you've done it, I'd like to hear from you too. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. Ladies, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, can we get a working definition based on your experiences? Jamaica, how would you define street harassment?
Street harassment consists of the verbal assault as well as physical assault towards a particular group. So it's in relation to men being attacked. I'm sorry, women being attacked by men. It's also consistent of other groups like racial ethnic minorities being attacked by what we would call a quote unquote dominant culture. So an example would be with the political climate that we have right now, meaning Trump, a lot of black as well as Muslim communities are being attacked by white individuals. So that's also a form of street harassment. And then you also have transphobia and homophobia, where people within the LGBTQ community are being harassed verbally or physically assaulted by non-LGBTQ, identified individuals, too.
You know, it's interesting that you should mention that, because D.C. Council member Brianna Doe, who is representing Ward 1, last month, she was introducing a street harassment bill in the council. We tried to get her on this program. She wasn't available. However, she did send us this statement, and it reads, you know, we need to create this change while being sensitive to the fact that young people, members of the LGBTQ community, people from communities of color, and people from low-income communities experience more frequent and severe harassment. I'm focused on education and culture change, because any solution to the problem shouldn't be an excuse for disproportionately targeting those same communities through criminalization. That, mm-hmm. again, from a D.C. council member, Brianna Doe from Ward 1. Taria, you've been harassed, and it's not unusual, certainly, but that doesn't make it any better. Talk to me about your experience.
Well, the thing about it is it does seem like it could be any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
It could be any day of the week, right?
Mm-hmm. And you couldn't just single out just me, right? You know, it can be when you're walking to work, when you're walking to the train station, on Metro, getting a sandwich. Mm-hmm. It could just happen in so many instances. So it's not like, has it happened to you? What was that incident about? It's like, this is my everyday life. And I'm not saying that I'm just some fabulous person. Everybody wants to comment, but it's just that common in everyday life. It's just common in everyday life.
So when was the last time it happened to you? What happened?
Well, actually, the other night, going to my local food place to pick some food up, and these two mm-hmm. gentlemen are sitting outside in chairs.
Are you using the term gentleman loosely, considering what you're about to tell us? No, please go right ahead.
It wasn't ever ridiculous, but slightly maybe wading into the unwanted category. Mm-hmm. But two gentlemen sitting in chairs, I'm going into the restaurant. Honestly, I didn't really hear the first time what he said, but he said, you know, good evening, how are you? I didn't really hear you. But then the second one got a little more aggressive, like, good evening, how are you? Because you didn't notice me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, if I didn't notice you, that's fine. But I've had some bad encounters, so I'm going to address you because I don't want anything else to ramp up in another direction.
Right.
But just small things like that. And I think it's just very subjective, right? Because someone's slightly aggressive statement, maybe someone's casual statement or somebody going too far.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so many categories of it when you're trying to define it.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about street harassment tonight. Has it happened to you? How did you respond? And if you're a guy, if you've done it or if you've seen it, what did you do? Let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, calling from Southeast. Thanks for calling, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I've been one of those guys that you spoke of that was disrespectful towards women. And I've also had women that guys disrespectful towards them. Let's put this disclaimer out there.
Steve, I'm going to have to stop you. We've got a bad connection. We want to hear what you have to say, but I'm going to need you to give us.
What about now?
Much better. Okay, go right ahead, please.
Okay, sorry about that. I've been one of those guys that you're describing as far as being disrespectful to women with the B word when I didn't get a favorable reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And not to make any excuses, but sometimes it was just, I'm just basically saying hello. You know, hello, how you doing? And I get the nose turned up to me or the eyes rolled. And sometimes it's kind of disconcerting. And I may have mumbled those words.
Why?
Because it's like I'm just trying to be nice. I'm just being nice. I'm just speaking.
Let me say this first. I appreciate your honesty.
Absolutely.
I appreciate your honesty for coming on and saying this. But here's my question, because this is the thing I've always wanted to ask brothers. You say you were going to be nice. You started out being nice, but then you did a 180 mm-hmm. and you
exactly.
called her the B word. If you were being nice and she decided not to speak to you, why not just let it go?
I guess it's more of an ego thing with us guys.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? I guess the rejection feeling or your intention,
right.
As you just mentioned, so we say may have been genuine. But the second, I guess, that it wasn't met with the same whatever, we turned, I guess, we might as well say our true colors come out.
Were you with your buddies or by yourself? I'm thinking maybe with your buddies, you might feel even more damage to your ego.
Yeah, most of the time it's with my buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've very seldom done it, as you just mentioned, when I were alone.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's more of us feeding off each other. Oh, man, she didn't even say that back.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what's her problem? And I fed off of it, to be honest.
Well, Steve, thank you so much, you know, for sharing. I would say, you know, from the man's perspective, who the B word thing is my personal pet peeve. I find it really disgusting to call.
Yeah, I definitely agree now.
That it's, you know, that it's always, especially when you're buddy, when you're with your buddies, mm-hmm. that's a conversation. There's an opportunity right there to make a change. But Steve, again, thank you so much for your honesty. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Harmony, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just heard what Steve said, and I found myself in situations like that where men will be really aggressive with, mm-hmm. you know, coming at me. So what I've done is I've learned over the years to just kind of show them with kindness, you know, and I'll tell them, you know, oh, I'm seeing somebody or I'm serious with this person. And, you know, when they come at me with, well, we can be friends mm-hmm. or we can just, you yep. know, exchange numbers. And I say to them, you know, if you are with a woman and she did that behind your back, would you be cool with it?
Hmm.
Usually 99.9% of the time, it gets me out of the situation. Now I'm not embarrassing them in front of their friends. And I usually tell him, like, you know, I'm flattered, but, you know, I'm with somebody and I don't want to do that to him because I don't want him doing that to me, even though I've been single for years, but they don't need to know that, you know, and I don't want to escalate the situation more than it already is, especially since usually I'm by myself when it happens.
Okay. Well, Harmony, thank you so much. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about street harassment, whether you've been a victim of it, whether you've done it, like to hear from you. Jamaica, now here's the question.
Yes.
A lot of times when men speak to women on the street. Sometimes they're just saying hello.
Mm-hmm.
But how would you advise a man who happens to see a woman that he is really interested in talking to, whether he's on a construction site at his lunch break, whether he's, you know, in a three-piece suit with a leather briefcase on his lunch break walking down the street? He sees you and he wants to talk to you. How does he approach you? And Taria, the same question to you, but I'll ask Jamaica first.
Yeah, I mean, I would always encourage people in any situation to first be very introspective first and take into account that you may want to speak to someone, but they may not want to be spoken to.
But you're the love. But he wants to marry you because he sees you walking down the street.
If he wanted to marry,
that's your soulmate.
The approach would be appropriate.
So how do? Because this is the first and last time that he is ever going to see you.
And I completely understand and I get that. But you have to be realistic. Not everyone wants to be spoken to. Someone may have had an extremely horrible day. And they are not in a place to receive your hellos or your quote unquote marriage proposals or anything like that.
Right.
So, you know, because it's not the right time. Don't look at me. Don't propose to me.
Can we get popcorn in the movie?
Exactly.
And there are a lot of women, myself included, where you had those, you know, ridiculous, like, oh, my God, please marry me. And it's just like.
And I'm not saying that. No,
no, I understand what you're saying.
Somebody wants to meet you.
He looks at you and he says, this woman is radiant. She's beautiful.
Right.
We get that.
There's an appropriate way to do it.
And so what is the appropriate way?
Well, one of those is to say, you know, hello, how are you doing? I just really want to be able to speak to you right now. Is that okay? You know, that's first asking permission, you know, which is very difficult for a lot of people to do. You have to ask permission and take the temperature of the space in the room where you are at the time, you know. Look at someone's body language. Do they have a physical openness to you?
There's body language.
But they're not reading that, though. They're inserting their own ideas and their own views into a situation and saying, you know, in the mindset of some men, not all, I don't generalize, but in some men's minds, they're thinking, I see something, I want something, I'm going to go get it.
But it also gets
very problematic.
Gets down to intent, right? What are you really speaking for? Do you want to marry me?
I know what you're saying, but if you just think my outfit is nice, that's one thing. You think my smile is nice, that's something totally different.
But if a girl has heard five Hey Shorty Reds all morning,
right? Exactly.
On number six, you might get some clapback. Because you don't want to hear that all day.
It's been building up inside of you, and the last person, you didn't say everything that you wanted to. So the next person is going to
get it. Number six
is
going to get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, there
exactly.
you go. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about street harassment. Let's go to DeAndre, calling from Northwest. DeAndre, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How you doing? My name is DeAndre Carpenter. I first moved up here probably like 5 months ago. I lived in the South for 15 years of my life.
From where?
22 years.
From where in the South?
South Boston, Virginia. It's around 30 miles from North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to say, you know, stuck behind time about 30 years, you know, behind time, I like to say. But, with everything going on, you know, the new administration, you know, and the whole hatred. The hatred, that's what really gets underneath my skin. Mm-hmm. And it's hard being a young black male that's a practicing Muslim to wake up every day and feel like, you know, people who don't even know you, they hate you.
Yeah.
DeAndre, you got to hold your point. And because I've got to take a break. And when we get to the other side, I'm going to need you to make your point, because we've got a lot of folks on the line. Stay on the line because I want to hear your story. Also, Erica in Maryland, Sam in Virginia, stay with us. We want to hear from you as well. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about street harassment tonight. How do you deal with it? Have you done it? We're going to talk about it on the other side. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown tonight with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
Jason. Jason. Lady.